Leveling the playing field for rural schools. Hello and welcome everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Are rural schools and students getting the short end of the education stick under current laws? USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
I went to a very small rural type school, all 12 grades in the same building, same teachers again and again from the first to the 12th grade. Not a lot of specialized classes available to us, but we came out pretty well educated, even without a lot of bells and whistles of the larger schools. But the nation's top education official says small and rural schools across the country today are being somewhat unfairly treated under this current No Child Left Behind law.
We want to fix the law. With a new law that is much fairer, much more flexible.
Education Secretary Arne Duncan, I had a chance to talk to him the other day, and he told me rural schools already face budget problems and the like, but he says they don't need extra problems from the government, for example.
One of the biggest complaints I've heard as I've traveled to rural communities is you have amazing teachers who are teaching multiple subjects, so there may only be a handful of teachers in the school, and those teachers are labeled under the current law not highly qualified because they don't have the paper credentials. And that's mislabeling. It's not honest to those teachers. It's confusing to parents, and it makes it harder to recruit great talent into rural communities if those teachers are going to be labeled not highly qualified. So we want to move from a paper-based definition to highly effective. Our students learning. And that's just a common sense fix that we could do.
Of course, smaller schools still, up to now, have not been able to offer students advanced specialized courses, but that may be changing with more and more rural schools being hooked up to broadband internet services through Recovery Act and other government investments.
Collectively, we've invested over $7 billion to increase broadband access to hundreds and hundreds of rural communities around the country. I think that access to the internet is a game changer.
And Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack agrees.
It will allow schools in rural areas with limited course opportunities to expand dramatically courses to their students.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.